Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. UCLA has canceled classes amid anti-war protests on Kent's campus. In New York, police have arrested pro-Palestinian protesters at Fordham University. And at Columbia University, the campus is being closed for the rest of the year, as NPR's Adrian Fleury reports from New York.
University administrators said Columbia's main Manhattan campus will be almost entirely off-limits, with few exceptions. Students living in campus dorms will be allowed on, but the university said most students and faculty will have to finish the semester remotely. On Tuesday, the university called in hundreds of police officers to retake a building that students angry over Israel's war in Gaza had occupied, and to clear an encampment on a lawn in the center of campus. More than 100 protesters were arrested. The university has asked the NYPD to remain until May 17th to ensure students can't reestablish their encampments. Protest leaders say the police operation to remove them has only strengthened their resolve and are calling on students across the country to escalate pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Adrian Florido, NPR News, New York.
The Arizona legislature has repealed that state's 1864 ban on abortion. Final approval came today in the state Senate, as KJZZ's Wayne Shutsky reports.
Arizona currently bans nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. But 3 weeks ago, the state Supreme Court ruled the Civil War-era near-total abortion ban could be enforced once again. That put Arizona in the spotlight of the national debate. The repeal vote barely passed the Senate, with two Republicans joining the Democrats, similar to the House vote passing it last week, and Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has promised to sign it. But lawmakers lack the votes to make the appeal effective immediately, meaning the near-total ban will remain on the books for months of continued uncertainty for abortion providers and patients. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Shutsky in Phoenix.
A new Gallup poll finds that more than 50% of people surveyed across the country say they've experienced depression, anxiety, or some other mental condition in the past year. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee has details.
When asked to grade how well the country's healthcare system deals with mental health conditions, a vast majority gave it between a C and an F. Over half of the respondents, especially those under 50, said that the cost of care was a top barrier to accessing mental health care. And more than 40% said that difficulties finding a provider was the main barrier to accessing care. The poll also found that stigma against mental illnesses remains a problem for most Americans. Nearly two-thirds of respondents said that people with mental health conditions are viewed negatively by society. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed today after the Federal Reserve Board held interest rates steady. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 87 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 52 points. And the S&P 500 dipped 17 points. You're listening to NPR News. Billionaire Elon Musk has laid off the team that had been working on Tesla's electric vehicle charging unit. That would be around 500 jobs. The layoffs were first reported in the tech media company The Information and later confirmed by several Tesla workers who posted messages on social media. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will face a new criminal trial in New York. His previous conviction was overturned last week by the state's Court of Appeals. As NPR's Anastasia Siolkis reports, the new trial is slated to begin after Labor Day.
Harvey Weinstein was rolled into court in a wheelchair. Since his conviction was overturned, the ailing 72-year-old has been held at Manhattan's Bellevue Hospital for monitoring and treatment. Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Idala, continues to maintain Weinstein's innocence. Weinstein's conviction in New York for sexual assault was overturned after the appeals court ruled he had not received a fair trial. The initial trial judge had allowed testimony from women whose allegations were not part of the charges. Separately, Weinstein has also been convicted of rape and sexual assault in California and was sentenced there to 16 years in prison. The appeal for that conviction is due later this month. Anastasia Tsiolkis, NPR News, New York.
Electric guitar pioneer Duane Eddy has died at the age of 86. Eddy influenced rock legends George Harrison, Bruce Springsteen, and other musicians with his reverberating electric sound. He sold more than 100 million records worldwide. This is NPR News.